Well, you've been waiting, and you've been very patient with me, so I'm going to give you what you asked for. You asked me to convince you that I don't need to be punished, that I am the good girl that you want me to be. And I haven't asked, I haven't pressured, I haven't guessed anymore. As soon as you told me that I was being bad, I stopped. I just want to be your good girl. Because you've told me that good girls get all the orgasms. They get what they want, they get what they ask for. And how could I say no to that? You've been telling me that I should wear skirts and heels to try and entice the people in my office, see what kind of reactions I get, and I've been listening. A lot of it's mostly, you look nice today. When you're the only one that knows I'm not wearing any underwear under that skirt. Or I just had to go spend an extra 20 minutes making sure that I was well taken care of at the office. I've been excited, and I just wanted to say that I was sorry for pushing you into telling me what you got me. It was supposed to be a surprise. It was supposed to be a gift. I know. I'm just too curious for my own good. And I'm sorry. But I can make it up to you. I promise. If you were here, I would show you how sorry I really am. I'd make sure that you were well fed and watered, maybe even had a drink in your hand and sitting on the couch with the fireplace going, the nice soft crackling light, the soft warm heat filling the building, the room, the light creating flickering light off my face, off the floor. And as you sat on the couch, I would tell you that I was very sorry for being a bad girl, and I would hope that this would make it up to you. I would, of course, be wearing my best dress with my best heels. I'd have my makeup done and my hair done. All to try and please you, to make you happy. And as you were on the couch, taking a sip of your drink, I would kneel down in front of you. I would slowly start unzipping your fly. Looking at you the whole time from underneath my lashes. Trying to make sure this is what you wanted. This is how I could please you. This is how I could make it up to you. I wouldn't say anything. I would just make sure that your eyes and mine were meeting. And I would say, I'm so very sorry. I'm very sorry for being inquisitive, too curious. I would unzip your fly, watching your face, making sure that you were okay with what I was doing. And I know you wouldn't want to tell me what to do, but I would ask, sir, can I please put your cock in my mouth? Can I please please you with my mouth, this mouth that has been so naughty. I've been a bad girl. I just want to make it up to you. Please, sir. And I would wait very patiently for your response. Because I know that your cock is my gift. Your present to me. Your present that I can put into my mouth and please you with instead of making you so terribly upset. Please tell me that you accept this. Do you accept my apology? Will you let me make you happy with my mouth again? Please, sir. I just want to be good.